1045 The Zone. A complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink.
Saturday morning, you're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, right here on 1045 The Zone. May the 30th, beautiful Saturday morning out there this morning. Glad you're with us. Hopefully spend time with the coach afterwards, and we are excited to be here. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow, at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news, brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, brand-new Moore County Raider head football coach Chris White will be joining us. Very excited about that, Chris coming home. And then we're going to go to Williamson County Schools Athletic Director, WCS Sports Conference Athletic Director Darren Joins. Going to be talking to him in the first segment about return to campuses for organized workouts, limited, monitored, however you want to call it, workouts for all their athletic teams in Williamson County. And then we will talk to him about the Wilcos. Many of you all know what the Wilcos are. WCS coach or Dr. Jeremy Qualls' baby, the Wilcos, their version of the ESPYs. They will go on this year. It will just look a little bit different. So we'll talk to Coach Joins about that and many of the categories and nominees. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville, as we mentioned, as Nashville begins to reopen to or phase into 100%. They are open downtown now. You know what that means when it's time to get out with your significant other. Make the Diner in Nashville your huddle point. When you get downtown, get to the corner of 3rd and DeMumbrium. You'll see it. It's the six-story building right there on the right if you're coming in from the interstate. And pull up, free valet parking. You don't have to worry about finding a spot to park. You don't have to worry about paying $20 to park. Free valet parking. That's worth going for that just alone. When you walk in, you'll see the black and white checkerboard tile. You'll see the soda shop style bar on the right with the pastry case. You'll know you're in the right place. That level, muffins, cheesecakes, lemon squares, order it with a cup of coffee, latte espresso. Those are the floors. That's the floor for you. Second floor, sports bar themed space. Double-sided wall of TVs hang over the bar. If the game is on, it is on there. Or the replay right now is on. It is on that floor. You know you'll be able to find it. Great menu on the second floor. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces. You want to sit down and be served by a waiter or a waitress. These are the floors for you. They've got their traditional favorites, everything from steaks, meatloaf, but they've got some local flair as well. Sixth floor, seafood floor. Oysters, sushi, best Rockefeller anywhere downtown. Best selection of oysters anywhere downtown. Sushi, they've got the Nashville roll. You want to try sushi, but you're not big on seafood. The Nashville roll. It's sushi with Prince's hot chicken in the middle. It's great. Be careful. Light you up. Also, best view anywhere downtown, the sixth floor of the Diner Nashville. So make that your huddle point when you get downtown this weekend or during the week. All right. As we mentioned, we're starting to get back to workouts. We're starting to get back to limited gatherings with our athletes at schools. Wilson County Schools, Brentwood Academy, and Good Pasture, they all returned to campus last week for some sort of organized team activity, heavily monitored team activities. Williamson County, Rutherford, Sumner, Dixon, and most others will allow workouts, some form of workouts, to start on Monday. As I mentioned, we will speak with Darren Joins of Williamson County Schools later on in the hour about how they are going to handle that. Many of them look the same. Of course, all of them have their different flavor to it, but many of them will look the same. The good thing is we've got kids back together. I think, you know, the coolest thing, I encourage you to go to the Tennessean and watch Coach Ron Crawford of Brentwood High Football's pep speech, I guess it was, or motivational speech. I'm not sure what Kreger called it, but it was great. Coach Crawford never disappoints. But the main thing is we've got these young people back together, not only with their coaches, which is very important, but with their teammates. It's a big deal. Anyone who's ever been a part of a team especially in high school, been in the locker room. I know we're not going to be in the locker rooms right now, but you know what I'm saying. It's good to get these young people back together because there's nothing quite like it. But that's what we're looking like. Then also, CPA, Montgomery Bell Academy, BGA, they will all resume limited workouts on Monday, June the 1st. Montgomery Bell Academy will actually, football at least, will actually do kind of a walkthrough on Monday, get through the logistics, and then they will start back on Tuesday. CPA, I know the way they're doing it is all workouts next week, just strength and conditioning, speed, nothing sport specific, no sport workouts. That will be the first week. Then June 8th, they can get together to do more limited sport specific workouts. So basketball might be able to get together and shoot, but this week it's all, or this upcoming week it's all workouts. Montgomery County Schools Activity Coordinator John Miller announced yesterday that they will not resume activities until after the dead period at best. The board, I guess, central office will get together and reevaluate that after the dead period, which ends on July the 4th. Hopefully they will be able to get together. But as of now, that is the earliest that it will happen is July the 6th. So they are encouraged to do what they've been doing, get together on Zoom, put workouts together as the best they can, but hopefully those young people will be out and about getting acclimated to the heat. Davidson County, also otherwise known as Metro Nashville Public Schools, Davidson County, MNPS, are the only other major school system that has not announced when they can resume. Some believe it will be as early as June 8th. I hope so for those teams. Chris White, as I mentioned, has been hired as the new head football coach at Moore County. The former Riverdale and MTSU standout will be coming home. Very excited for him. We will be talking to him in the next segment. Kyle Turnbow has been hired as the head football coach at the Webb School of Bellbuckle. Congratulations to him. He's a former assistant at Stewart's Creek, Shelbyville, Middle Tennessee Christian School, and Laverne. So he knows the area very, very well. Congratulations to him. Big hire for Cannon County in women's basketball this week. They hired Bud Brandon as their new head women's basketball coach. Coach Brandon, a lot of wins, a lot of years coaching in the mid-state. His Wilson Central teams won the AAA state championships in 2006 and 2008. So big hire for them. Congratulations to them. And glad to see Coach Brandon back in the coaching ranks. In recruiting, Ravenwood's linebacker, Junior Colson, the state's number two prospect for the 2021 class, committed to Michigan on Sunday. Big get for the Wolverines. Colson is a four-star prospect. He had 123 tackles, 19.5 tackles for a loss, 11.5 sacks, two interceptions, and two forced fumbles last year for the Raptors in their Class 6A runner-up season. So if that holds, congratulations to Michigan. Congratulations to Junior. That's big time going somewhere like Michigan. He had a lot of great choices. But if that holds, the Wolverine are getting a really good one out of the state of Tennessee. This one I hate to see. The state's top boys and girls basketball prospects will not be playing in Tennessee next year. Briarcrest Kennedy Chandler is transferring to Sunrise Christian Academy in Kansas, a prep school, or kind of a prep school. Just trying to get against better competition day in and day out was the quote that his father gave. The five-star, again, will be heading out of state. We will not be seeing him at Briarcrest next year. Big loss to high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. Ensworth's Kaya Wynn on the other side, women's basketball. She and her family are moving to Texas, so she will not be with the Ensworth Tigers next year. Both of those, if you ever got to see the one of them play, very, very fun to play. And lastly, the Nashville Dolphins Boots and Bubbles talked to Coach Brenda Vroon about it last week. You can still purchase tickets for this event at NashvilleDolphins.org. As we mentioned, the Nashville Dolphins, they are an organization that is a swimming organization, that swim team that is for young people, and they never age out with special needs. It's a great, great deal. They are having their Boots and Bubbles. You can still buy tickets. $100 gets you 8 pounds of crawfish. That includes sides, sausage, corn, potatoes, and you also get four drinks. Pickup is June the 6th, so like I said, you can still get on there. 8 pounds of crawfish, that's a great deal. You can still get on there and buy tickets and support a great cause. I know I, Jarrett Matthews, and members of the OLP will definitely be there. And again, it's a great cause. All right, that's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We'll be right back with new Moore County Raider head football coach Chris White right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink on 104.5 The Zone.
The thrill of a new school.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration. Terminex wants to remind you it's been time, but you can still get those mosquito and tick service inspections scheduled today. All you have to do is call 800-TERMINEX and get those scheduled. Cookout's right around the corner. You don't want mosquitoes bothering your guests. You don't want your wife upset at you because mosquitoes are bothering your guests. And Terminex can take care of that. Tick services, get that knocked out. A lot of health problems that come with them. For about a dollar a day, they can take care of that for you. So why not? For a dollar a day, why wouldn't you want that peace of mind? Also, as we always talk about, they have the crawl space inspections. If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. If you do, you're going to be glad you got them. It'll cost you a lot more down the road than it will right now. And then also the termite inspections. I know them in the Cool Springs office right next to them. First class. Attention to detail is their number one deal. You can tell by the way they park their cars. And as we mentioned, they are ready even today to come out and service their customers. So call 800-TERMINEX and get those inspections scheduled. Terminex, not in my house. We've got Coach Chris White, Moore County Raider football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. You've been at Knoxville Catholic. All the coaches around the mid-state that know you, you don't like to get up very early. But I didn't feel bad because technically you're still in Knoxville. So it's really 9:15 there. So you didn't have to get up too early. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Tate.
All you weight room guys, that was a joke. All you weight room guys get up really, really early. But hey, really happy for you, man. This is pretty cool. Moore County, you know, there's some family ties there. Your wife is from there. You're at a great place at Knoxville Catholic. But so that's you knew this had to be really the right time, I guess, situation for you because you've had other opportunities. What is it about Moore County that you were like, yep, this is time. I'm gonna step out and go be a head coach?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, it was getting back closer to family. You know, Holly's dad lives there. You know, my family's in Murfreesboro and Tullahoma. And, you know, the 1 year that we coached there in 2007, it was just such a great feeling from the community of how much they backed their athletics, backed their kids, backed their coaches. All they really want you to do is coach their kids hard, work them hard, and they really appreciate your effort to do that.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of hard to believe, man. 2007, you were there, as you mentioned, Coach Thomas McDaniels, the head coach there. But how do you feel that gives you a you know? Do you feel like you have a better understanding of what you're walking into from that one season?
You know, I really do. You know, since I left there, I've stayed in contact, you know, with a lot of players that I coached for that 1 year. A lot of their parents, you know, have been supporters of mine throughout this whole time. You know, and we've gone back to games, you know, and just it's never felt like I really ever left the community. They've always made me feel at home there. So, you know, it's kind of like going back home.
As the mid-state grows, you've mentioned the word community at least four times now. But that's really there's not very many community jobs left. This one really is. And that's a pretty cool thing to be a part of.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, that's, you know, that was a big driving force is just, you know, the whole community backs, you know, every athletic sport there, really gets behind football. And, you know, it's nothing to go out there on a Friday night and see, you know, granddads, aunts, uncles, grandmothers that, you know, don't even really have players playing, but just love, you know, the programs at Moore County.
Yeah. Coach, kind of a different time right now for everybody, but really as somebody coming in and being a new head coach at a school. But, you know, I saw where you mentioned you want, hey, we're talking about how are we going to handle get together with workouts and organize team activities, limited team activities. But you haven't even met your team yet. So, and it's kind of hard to get all of them in a room right now. So kind of tell the listeners, what's your plans for when you get here?
I mean, actually,
meeting the
team? My plans first to meet with the coaches that are on staff, that want to be on staff there. I'm going down tomorrow, meeting with three coaches. Monday, the plan is to meet with all of them. And then hopefully Tuesday and Wednesday kind of, you know, go through a rolling, you know, meet and greet with each grade level at a local park so the numbers stay low. You know, like you said, it's not like you can have a true team meeting where you're in there with everybody. So that's the plan right now, and hopefully to get started on June 8th as far as strength and conditioning.
Coach, I love talking to guys about where they've been in their previous stops and who they've coached under, and I knew it because we've known each other a long time. But then when I started thinking about it, you know, I've been an assistant for 17 years. Now, you've had opportunities to have other head coaching jobs before, but for whatever reason, didn't think the time was right. And I think this is cool because I think sometimes we think, oh, man, got to get my head job, got to get my head job. Well, there's nothing wrong with being an assistant and being under some really good people. So anyways, been at Riverdale, was on a state championship team there as an assistant coach. Oakland was on a state championship team there. And then two at Catholic, and then I got to looking at it, been an assistant under Coach Gary Rankin. I can't even remember now, 15 state championships. Coach Adelot, state championship. Coach McDaniel, state championship. Coach Matthews, a couple state championships. That's really cool, man, and they're all different, but don't you think that really helps you with seeing how all four of those guys did things and did it at a high level?
Yeah, you know, kind of like you said, I never gave it much thought until the other last week when I sat down and typed up my resume and actually, you know, look who I've coached under and the success that, you know, that we had at the multiple stops that I've been at. I mean, it's really amazing that I've been blessed to be around great coaches and you know, great players. But, you know, the biggest thing is what I've taken away from each one of those coaches. You know, I like how this guy does it. I like how this guy does it. And, you know, over those 17 years, I guess it felt like now, hey, you know, I've learned enough. Still don't know it all by any means. But, you know, I've learned a lot from these great coaches that I've been around, kind of step out there and, you know, take a leap of faith and, you know, run your own program.
Yeah. Well, what would maybe be a thing about each of them, not to put you on the spot, but pretty easy, you know, Coach Matthews obviously is a offensive guy. Coach Adelot was an offensive guy. Coach Rankin and Coach McDaniel probably thought of as defensive guys, but heck, Coach Rankin knows it's just not maybe the air raid with Coach Rankin on offense. But you know, Coach T-Mac is so organized. You know, I've always heard that Coach Adelot had a feel in game of calling plays like nobody they had seen. I'm sure Coach Matthews has that. Coach Rankin's won more games than anybody in the history of the state. Well, maybe a thing or two from each one of those guys that, hey, I got to be me, but I really want to make this a part of my program, or this is something I really learned from this guy.
Well, you know, with Coach Rankin, you know, I probably can't say enough, you know, about everything, but with him, his precision to detail, you know, in everything we did, whether it was from a coach's meeting to a practice or in games, he was just, you know, he was so detailed about everything, you know, and wanting it done the correct way all the time. That kind of drives home with me. With Coach Adelot, you know, it's kind of like what you said. Even coaching against him at Oakland all those years, I mean, he had a knack for calling plays at the right time. And that always, you know, I kind of looked up to him for it because, I mean, he could call a great offensive game. With Tommy, I mean, it starts, number one, with his intensity. He's an intense guy. very organized, loves the weight room. You know, there's no part of a program that's, you know, that's not going to have his touch on it. You know, he's fiery. He's that way in practice. He's that way on Friday night. He's that way in meetings. You know, but he does it the right way. You know, with being with Coach Matthews, you know, he really wants the kids to have a good time, have fun, enjoy their high school experience. But, you know, there again, he's very detailed, especially when it comes, you know, to the offensive side of the ball. You know, and he gets a lot out of his practices. You know, we move fast. There's a lot of offensive plays that go on, and, you know, and in the practices that he conducts. So, you know, hopefully I can take something away from all of them, you know, and use it towards my success.
Yeah, and you were a big part of all those teams on the defensive side and in the weight room. You mentioned the weight room. Those that know you know you'll be a big part of the weight room as well. So, Coach, to the Moore County faithful, what's a Chris White coach team going to, you know, I know you got to see your kids, but what's it going to look like? What are we going to be about?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, we're going to work hard as a team. I mean, that's where it starts. You know, we're going to work hard. We're going to be together. And, you know, whether that's in the weight room, at practice, I mean, we're going to be driven to work hard and get the most out of every player that we have there. And, you know, on Friday nights, we're going to play as hard as we can. And, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. But in saying that, you know, if you're putting that work in, and you're doing it as hard as you can do, and you go out there and play hard on Friday night, you know, 9 times out of 10, good things are going to happen. So, you know, I mean, they can expect, you know, a team that comes to work hard, whether it's in the weight room, practice, through the week, and then, you know, on Friday night, we're going to go out there and play hard for Moore County.
Coach, got it late. Putting the staff together in high school football is always hard. So getting it this late and with what we're going through is going to make it a little more challenging. Have you decided, are you going to call the defense? Do you know yet? If not, have you decided on your offense coordinator yet, or are those all things you'll be processing through next week as you start to meet with
the staff?
I mean,
those are all things that I'm going through a process. So I probably will call the defense. I was fortunate to get a coach to come in from another district already that I'd coached with, that I know. I've talked to another coach that's on staff there, and he's, you know, he's all in on, you know, whatever we need him to do there at Moore County, whether it's offense, defense, and then, you know, I've actually gotten a baseball coach out. He's going to coach football for us now. So, you know, trying to piece all that together, and like I said, I'll know more after Monday night, you know, where these guys are comfortable coaching, you know, where they think their best fit is, and you know, and kind of piece this puzzle together going from there.
Coach, loyal listener and good friend of the show, Floyd Walker, one, wanted to congratulate you, but also wanted to know, you will have a heavy presence on the defense. Will the T-Tanny Tampa 2 be part of the defensive package?
Coach Walker, that's something else. He's a great guy. Tell him you never know. He better prepare for it.
Heavy influence.
Yeah, heavy influence. That's pretty funny to take.
Well, hey, in all seriousness, that was another part of it too. Played at Riverdale. Know the area really well. Played at Riverdale. Played at MTSU for Coach Donnelly. What about in your playing days? What's something that you take away from being with Coach Donnelly? I'm sure that was part of why you got into coaching.
I mean, the biggest thing anybody probably that played for him or coached with him will tell you, mental toughness. You know, he was going to make you be mentally tough. And if you weren't mentally tough, you weren't going to be good enough to play for him. And that's, you know, that's something that, you know, I've tried to instill in my two sons and, you know, in the teams I've been on. I go back and think, you know, It was never as bad as we thought it was. And that's something, Coach, you know, whatever you're going through, it's not as bad as what you think. You know, an hour from now, you're going to be sitting around laughing, you know, when you know, an hour before you thought you were dying. You know, the mental toughness aspect of Coach Donnelly has stuck with me through all these years. Was, you know, he was going to make you be mentally tough.
Coach, the Riverdale, the big games at Riverdale and Oakland, and as we mentioned at Catholic, who's a player, not necessarily one that you coached, can be, but who's a player through the years that just stands out to you that, you know, when you think about great performances or just, you know, guys that you remember, who stands out?
Probably the biggest one is through all those years, I still think about this player, you know, when I see plays, it's probably Dave Thomas. You know, he played quarterback for us. He was a punt returner. He was a punter. He was, you know, our a safety, a corner, whatever we needed him to do, he would do. And he was just, he made plays on both sides of the ball. He didn't care if he played 90 snaps a game. He was just a gamer. And it didn't matter who we were playing. He was going to go out there to prove himself to everybody that, you know, hey, I'm the big dog out here, and I'm going to show you.
Yeah. Not the biggest guy, probably not the fastest guy, but he was a winner.
Yes, sir. He sure was. You know, and, you know, he goes to Memphis and starts as a receiver his freshman year at a 5'10", you know, 185, 190-pound, you know, guy. So it just, you know, shows you what type of competitor he was.
Coach, have you been able to talk scrimmages or anything like that? Were they already scheduled, or is that something that's going to be going to have to be addressed in the coming weeks?
That's something that's going to have to be addressed in the coming week. You know, and, you know, I did talk to, you know, somebody the other night about 7-on-7s, and, you know, everybody's kind of waiting in limbo to see, you know, when restrictions are going to be lifted, you know, when you're allowed to, you know, kind of going to be together to kind of see, you know, how this is going to work out.
Well, Coach, hey, I appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the new job. Glad you're coming back, and we will be talking to you come football season later on in the year.
All right, thanks, Tate. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, brother. Have a great day. Coach Chris White coming back to the Mid-State. Glad to have him back. He's the new head football coach at Moore County. They got a good one. Coming up next, Darren joins Williamson County Schools District Athletic Director. He's going to be talking to us about return to campus, also the Wilcos, when we come back right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
What happens to your decision?
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Walker Chevrolet, Chevy Central. All you have to do is head down I-65 south from Nashville, get off on exit 65, take a left. You'll see it right there on the right, 3940 Carruthers Parkway. They have the best inventory of Chevrolets, new and used, anywhere in the Mid-State. Huge supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. And most importantly, they are the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference, also the Wilcos. And with that, we've got District Athletic Director Darren joins on the line. DJ, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, brother. You've had a busy couple weeks. Is that safe?
Very safe to say, and isn't this an exciting time with, you know, most schools in Middle Tennessee getting back to some kind of activity on Monday. So it's very exciting.
Boy, it is exciting. It's I don't know if relief is the right word, but maybe. I think it's needed, but kind of walk us through, we'll start to give us, you can kind of give us how you all are going to handle it. I think transition back to campus, is that what we're calling it in Williamson County?
Yes, you know, get the student activity started again is part of that, and that's whether it's academics, athletics, art, but it's getting students back on our campus. So it's very, like we talked about, it's very, very exciting. It's been a lot of hard work. Appreciate our director of schools, Jason Goldman, his role in this, and understanding the importance of making this happen. Dr. Lee Webb, who's assistant superintendent of secondary schools, Mike Fletcher, you know, Fletch, who's our safety and security guy, the fine arts director, Dave Adelit. There's been a lot of people working a lot of hours on this, and it's not just those folks, there's others as well. Principals, athletic directors, coaches giving their input. But we're really excited about Monday.
So, Coach, tell us how this is all student activities, but for the purpose of this show, we're talking athletics. Kind of give us what it's going to look like. Monday, all sports, this isn't just football, but all sports can get back together, as we mentioned, back on campus, going to be in limited capacities. But give us some of the main guidelines that these coaches and you all have come up with that we're going to follow, at least for starting for next week.
Well, the first thing is, and parents have a role in this too. When students arrive on campus, or really anybody on campus, they're going to have to go through a screening, which includes having their temperature checked with an infrared thermometer. That'll be the first thing. If it's 100 or above, they'll be asked to leave. And then there's a series of screening questions. If they've been exposed, do they have a cough? You know, many of the same questions you see if you go into a restaurant or a doctor's office, some of those same questions. But we're asking that the parents, go through those questions and temperature checks before they even arrive to campus.
Right.
That way, I think it's important, too, that we let folks know that, it's not a situation where someone's going to be punished or ostracized or anything like that for not being able to come. We're trying to keep everyone safe. And let's face it, the better this goes with this easing in, the greater likelihood we're going to get back to a more normal setup. So that'll be the first thing, that screening. We are asking that everyone bring some kind of face covering or mask with them because there are going to be times, even if they're outside. So let's say that you're doing some kind of conditioning outside where you can spread out more than 6 feet apart, 10 people in a group, going to have some space and distance between groups. It doesn't mean just 10 people can be on campus, but we're going to be spread out in different parts of the campus. But there are going to be times that potentially you would get a little closer to someone, for example, when that fever's being checked with the infrared thermometer. So we are asking everyone to bring that with them, a mask with them. I appreciate you guys at Matthews Team Sports and helping a lot of our team secure some face coverings. That's very important to us. Great that that's happened. We're also, once they get on campus for the day, then that's their screening process. They're done for the day. They'll come back the next day and have to go through that process again. So screening is going to be the number one thing. Then they're going to go to their particular areas on campus. And these, I tell you, you ought to see some of these plans. They're really specific about where people have to arrive. There's going to be markings so people stay 6 feet apart when they're getting screened to get on campus. It's really pretty neat to see what the individual schools have done. Again, a lot of hard work there.
As Coach, I think one thing that a lot of people are interested in or curious about is how are you going to handle the weight room?
Right. Well,
most of these schools have power racks, right, where you have more than one kid at a station.
So there's a couple things. And in talking to a lot of our football coaches, some have said, hey, we're going to do a lot with dumbbells. Some have said we're going to do all kind of body weight exercises to start off. And keeping in mind, too, and they know this, even though a lot of these kids have been working out on their own, it's not like they're going to show up and be in the exact same place they were in March. So there's going to be some easing into this anyway. But part of it is depends on the size of the facility. So our plan, which, by the way, if anybody wants to look more specifically at what we're doing, they can go to wcs.edu. That's outlined there. We've got some videos there. We have some different bits of information for parents to look at, community members to look at.
Coach, I think there's even a video of you and Mr. Adelit. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's the acting's pretty bad there. I apologize. Information's good, which I didn't necessarily write the script, but the information's good. I'll give the communications department credit there, but the acting's pretty poor.
Carol and Lydia held up their end of the bargain.
What's that?
Carol and Lydia held up their end of the bargain.
They did. They came through with flying colors. No doubt about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
But it depends on what part of campus you're on, right? So if you're outside, it's a little bit different. If you're talking about a weight room, some of those facilities are larger, But those that are a little bit more open air, like a lot of our weight rooms and our gyms, for example, then you don't necessarily have to have a mask on if you're outside of that 6 feet area. What becomes difficult, you start talking about things like somebody spotting you lifting weights. So if there's a spotter, obviously you may have to get a little closer than 6 feet to spot somebody properly. Then the mask, that's where the mask come in. So I'm envisioning a lot of people with their mask, you know, it's either on or off depending on how close they are, what distance they are. And again, these coaches have come up with some great plans. So yeah, the weight room is going to be a challenge, but it's one that we can certainly take care of. And then the other thing is this. So once a set's over, so to speak, and I'm finished lifting, then we've got cleaning solutions and different things that can be used to make sure that equipment stays sanitized as well.
Coach, I think one thing that's a positive that has come out of this is the coach has always said the great thing about athletics is it teaches you, you know, how to deal with adversity. And, you know, you can have the greatest game plan in the world going into a game and then something happens. You have to learn how to work through that. And this is just something that I think maybe – I bet it's been pretty neat to watch your coaches. It doesn't matter if you like this or not. It is what it is. And the better job we do with it, like you said at the beginning, the better chance we have to get back to doing what we do best, and that's coach these kids and these teams. And I bet it's been pretty neat, like you alluded to see how these guys have taken this. Hey, this is the situation we're in, and we're getting ready to attack this thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's as coaches, I know we always talk about real-world experiences and sports can help you for real life. Well, here's one of those opportunities, right? Adversity. Things are a little bit different, obviously, they were when the year ended, and they're a little different to get started as well. So, yeah, it's a great, great chance for us to kind of live what we preach, so to speak, as coaches. And they're going to do a great job. I know they're very excited to get back, not only the students, the parents, but the coaches as well. People are they've been chomping at the bit. And, you know, what's so interesting about this, because we were out in March, it seems like we missed the summer. But actually, summer's just getting started. So I do believe we can get back like we need to and do what we're supposed to and progress like we need to progress. Come the fall, hopefully we'll be ready to go in full speed and we can put all this behind us.
So, Coach, we have the guidelines and our procedures for next week. Then do you all upper management or whoever, do you all get together and we'll evaluate and then fine-tune for the next week, or is this plan laid out until we go to dead period?
It's always subject to change. In fact, it changes sometimes every few days. And a lot of that's based on CDC and local guidelines. We're closely looking at that. So just to give you an example, the better it goes here in Williamson County with our local government and with businesses opening back up, that obviously is better for us at the high school and the athletic level. So we're always looking at that, always.
Coach.
It's always subject to change.
This is exciting news. We're very happy about it. And again, this is all student activities. So
that's right.
They're all going to be back, which I think this is. Nobody can not be happy about this. So I appreciate you giving those guidelines. We will continue to have you keep us up to date on that. Let's go to a break and let's come back and let's talk about something really exciting. Wilco's.
Sounds great.
You good with that?
Can't wait to talk about that. Looking forward to the show, by the way.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Before we go, Mandu, MANDUU.com. That's right, Mandu. We're talking about reopening, getting back to life as we know it. You've probably been slipping on your fitness, your training. You need to get back on your mission to get in shape or get in better shape. What better way to do it than at a place where a 15-minute workout is the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours in the gym? That's what Mandu and its EMS training do, electrical muscle stimulation. We know what you're saying. That's not possible. That's why your first session is free. All you have to do is Go to mandu.com, get it scheduled. The Green Hills location is now open. Brentwood and Cool Springs have been open. So their trainers are waiting to get you in there and get you on the path to the best physical fitness you've been in a long time. It's for all ages, all body types, all fitness levels. It doesn't matter. If you're in great shape, no shape, all you got to do is get in there. Thing I love about it the most is once they hook you up to the machine and the suit, you have no choice but to work. So go to Mandu, M-A-N-D-U-U.com. Get that first free session scheduled and get on your way to getting back in better shape. We'll be right back with WCS District Athletic Director Darren Joins right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drinks, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
Game Time Sports.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Gateway Tire, right in the heart of Cool Springs, 1021 West McEwen Drive, home of the Yokohama Tire. They are open and doing what they do best, servicing their customers. If you are in need of tires, get over there, see Garth and the boys. Ask for the Yokohama Tires, but they've got other brands as well. I've got three sets, love them all. But anything automotive but body work, they do it. Oil changes. As I've mentioned, I've had to have my brake lights replaced, the bulb. They do it, get you in and out, always do it with a smile on their face. They've got coffee, had to suspend the popcorn, obviously, because of COVID-19. Hopefully that'll be back, but a very, very good place to hang out and watch TV. Or you can get dropped off, go to the mall and shop, come back and pick it up. Get in there and see Garth and the boys at Gateway Tire, big supporter of Williamson County Athletics, obviously the sponsor of the Williams County Athletics Athletes of the Week, boys and girls. Those will be back when we start back in the fall. We got District Athletic Director Darren Joins on the line. Coach, Wilco's, it's going to look a little different this year, but it's still here.
Yeah, so as you know, you've been a big part of this event, and it's I think it's one of the neatest things we do in our district. Jeremy Qualls got this started, my predecessor. It's a SB's kind of event, a red carpet event. Everybody's dressed up, the pregame show, so to speak, and then the actual event, black tie. Everybody's looking their best, four finalists in every category, and it's just a great event in the community. Unfortunately, because of what we've been through and are currently going through, we just can't congregate in those kind of crowds. So this year we'll have our first annual, I guess we would call it Wilco's, our virtual Wilco's, and hopefully, Tate, our last virtual Wilco's. We want to get back to that big red carpet event. But we did think that, you know, to be fair to those athletes and those 18 different categories, that give them an opportunity to be recognized, it was only fair to do that. So appreciate you coming on and helping me, the folks at Walker Chevrolet, big time sponsor for not only the conference but also this particular event. Street Tuxedo going to try to make us look our best, although I know that's going to be a challenge for them. But really looking forward to that event, which will, by the way, there'll be a video premiere June 16th at 7 o'clock on the WCTV YouTube channel.
So the 18 categories are the sports that we were able to finish. And I agree. I think everybody, that's a no-brainer. I don't think anybody had a problem with that. And the neat thing is there's a lot of that's one thing I know you're very proud of. There's a lot of multi-sport athletes and everywhere around the Mid-State, but especially in WCS. And so, you can tell by when the golden tickets, again, another thing Dr. Qualls came up with, but when the golden tickets, when those finalists got them, I don't care if it's virtual, not virtual, they got pumped up. I've got moms hitting me up trying to get inside information. I said, hey, I don't know. You know, I'm only one vote. But, yeah, man, trust me, it might be virtual, but these young people are very excited.
Yeah, it's really a neat thing. And, you know, you talk about the multi-sport athletes. That's something that that I'm definitely proud of. A lot of these athletes who are involved in more than one sport, hey, if you want to play one sport, that's fine. But if you want to play two or three, that's fine too. So I don't think there's any secret there. I saw that once again that Brentwood High School led the state. I'm talking every class, public, private, in multi-sport athletes. And they have been, when you're talking our Director's Cup, which unfortunately we didn't get to finish this year, but they've been pretty dominant winning that particular award, and they have a lot of finalists too.
Yeah.
And I think that multi-sport athlete has a lot to do with it.
I love it. I think it's so cool. Coach, let's talk about some of the categories. Really neat, okay? And like you said, it's y'all's version of the ESPYs. Hard to believe it's the sixth year of it. So fun. But let's start with where you want to start. Let's start with girls basketball. And the thing I love about this is when you put it all together, you think, oh, yeah, I know she had a great year. But when you look at all of them together, golly, really impressive. Here are the finalists. Grace Baird, Nolensville. Parker Leftwich, Nolensville. Amelia Osgood, Brentwood. Delaney Trucial, Brentwood. That's tough to pick from.
Pretty strong group there. And, you know, really, and this could be said for every other category as well, look at some of the names that aren't on there.
Correct.
There's some big-time players missing from all these. But, you know, when you pare it down to four people, there's obviously going to be some really good folks that are left out.
100%. And you see players of the year, but then let me give one. Let me give some stats on one that I realized it, but I did not realize it. And I have no idea, right? This is not signaling out. Any one of these four could be great. Parker Leftwich in Nolensville. I did not realize this until I saw this. 330 points, 10.3 points per game, 63% field goal percentage, 191 assists, 6 assists a game, 127 rebounds, 4 rebounds a game, 2.6 steals a game. Man, I almost texted Ladd and said, I know you didn't lose many, but how did you lose any with her running the show?
That's a good
you know?
Point. And then to have another finalist, right? Another finalist along with her.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how strong that team was. And, man, it's too bad they didn't get to play that semifinal game. We're
going
to call
excited.
Them state champions, though, if you don't mind.
Hey, the cool thing is Final Four. Delaney Trucial. You know, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Amelia Osgood, she's the dang, she's the Wilco, the all-region MVP, all-county team, region MVP, district MVP, all-state, you know, in AAA. So, all right, boys basketball. I know one that's very special and dear to your heart, Reed Kemp from Franklin. He was all-state, district MVP. But then you look at what John Winley did at Brentwood. Bill Eads at Fairview, 18.2 points, 5.3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 85% free throw. And then you got my man Rex Gaynor, Ravenwood, 16.1. Maybe not as much publicity during the year, but here's what I love about Rex. Rex wanted the ball in his hand at the end of the game, didn't he? Not the biggest guy on the court, but tough as nails.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're, you know, if you need to make a three late in the game, not many people you'd pick over Rex Gaynor. But another great group. You mentioned Reed Kemp, who I had the pleasure of coaching there at Franklin a couple years ago. All-state player. John Winley, just a real pleasant young man. I've enjoyed coaching against he and his brother the last few years and getting to know them a little bit better. Just a quality young man. And then Bill Eads at Fairview, what a great career. Glad to see him recognized
yes.
as a finalist in that particular category. Sometimes maybe we don't totally pay attention. I mean, we do locally, right? But what they've done at Fairview, Coach McCoy and that group the last several years has been pretty impressive.
Coach, how about this for a category? Boys wrestling. You got Alex
wow.
Abels from Centennial, record of 52-2, third place in the TAA state champions, three-time region finalist, back-to-back region champion, all that. Riley Bennett, state runner-up, individually and on a state runner-up team. Johnny Mack Feldhacker, the state champion at 195, state champion, and it wasn't. He'd have been the state champion even if the D2 was with us. One of the best seasons I've seen all year. I mean, in a long time. And then you just so happen to have Skylar Coffey, who's probably the best wrestler in the country. That's a tough year to be in wrestling, boys wrestling of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you think about it, because there's a couple of state champions in that Final Four, you're going to have a state champion not win the Wilco Award.
Yeah, right, right. How about that?
It's an impressive group. It is. A couple of state champions, a state runner-up, and a third-place finish. What a group. Wrestling really, like all of our sports really in this district, just continues to improve. Big-time programs with some big-time coaches.
Coach, let's end on this one. And there's tons. Girls golf, boys golf, girls soccer. Football season's right around the corner. We're talking about return to campus and workouts. We're getting our football juices flowing. Football player of the year, Tim Kutras, Nolensville. Now, if there's a two-way player of the year, this award's already done. Might be done anyways. But if it's two-way player of the year, Tim Kutras, done, end of conversation. Is that fair?
I'd say that's pretty fair.
Okay, although but that's not the category.
I'd say Mr. Wade could have something to say about that as well, right?
100%.
But Kutras, when you're talking about, it's hard to argue against a Mr. Football winner. And I'll say this, and no excuses for them, and they wouldn't want to make any. When he goes down in that playoff game, it made a difference. Who knows what the outcome would have been if he would have been able to finish that game. He meant that much to that team.
100%. Football player of the year.
And, of course, Brian Garcia. You know what I think of Brian Garcia. Love that guy. We talk about him a lot. Just a great competitor. And really, his stats are really impressive. And then I would put Cade Walker in this category, too. But what they bring to their team with that moxie when they step on the field, that's almost as impressive as their statistics, I think.
Oh, without a doubt. And you mentioned what Mr. Wade, and by that, you meant it could have been either, but two-way player you were talking about, Keaton Wade of Summit. So he rounds out the four. That's a tough one, man. That's going to be fun. All right, so, Coach, catch us up real quick.
By the way, his brother Destin's a finalist for Offensive Football Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah, and Coach, they were sophomores.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Coach, tell us again, how are the parents, the athletes, the fans going to be able to view this?
They'll be able to tune in June 16th, 7 o'clock p.m., go to the WCTV. Guys, they're very important to you and I know they help us each week with our Sports Connection show, but go to their YouTube channel, WCTV, 7 o'clock, June 16th. That will be the video premiere of the virtual Wilco. Looking forward to it, Tate.
Oh, it's going to be fun, and I'm so excited about Monday. Not to put you on the spot, what will your role be? Do you need to be at home base to be able to take phone calls, emails, or are you going to kind of be out on the trail, hitting the schools and just kind of?
No, I'll be out and about, just kind of checking out what people are doing, not to get in their way, not to really oversee what they're doing. I have confidence that everything's going to go really well on Monday, but really just to be more of a support than anything else. And of course, with the smartphones now, not the flip phone, but the smartphone, we're able to, you know, check emails and take calls and do all those kind of things as well. So I can do both of those. I can check it out and then also take calls and those kind of things if I need to. But really, really, really looking forward to it. Seems like a long time coming, even though it's only been a couple of months.
That's right, brother. Hey, I appreciate you joining us. We will be talking again soon and checking in soon. Have a great weekend, brother.
Thank you, Tate. Again, I always appreciate you for whatever you're doing for WCS. You do so much for us, but also high school sports in Middle Tennessee in general. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. Love you. Have a great weekend. That's it for today. Thanks to Coach Chris White, Darren Joins, Ryan Albanese keeping me straight. Up next, Forklift Systems Sports Saturday with the coach. Have a great weekend. Trey Hartsook, Dick.